Just breathing easily. The meditative endeavor is a very natural inclination for the yoga practitioner. It's where we go from external physicality, withdraw all those senses towards the mind, and then introvert the mind deeper. First part is just to breathe. We're going to use the nasal passages to breathe. Mouth is comfortably closed. If you'd like to fold the tongue back, you may fold the tongue back towards the roof of the mouth. That helps control the swallowing sensation. So the breath flows in and out through the nasal passages, keeping the shoulders and sternum immobile as we breathe. And drawing the inhale comes all the way down to the belly, and kind of the belly expands outwards on the inhale. And on the exhale, navel to the spine, and all the air comes out through the nasal passages. Breathing is important because it's a unique aspect. You can almost say it's like the linking point between the physical and the mental bodies. Ultimately, breathing is a physical endeavor, but it's very intricately and intimately linked with the flow of mind. And the quieter, the slower the breath, the more still the mind becomes. And this is something extremely practical that everybody can feel and realize. And this is the very beginning point of meditation, not the culmination, the very beginning point. Where the eyes are closed, drawing the vision inside, and you just breathe comfortably. Struggle is inherent in every engagement, especially if you're trying to do something a little bit challenging. And the most challenging thing of all is to still the mind. But as we get settled, as we develop this position of ease and comfort, the breath will slow down more. And you can consciously make the exhalation twice as long as the inhalation. Just use the breath as a housekeeping mechanism to get out all the cobwebs of the mind, to make the mind crystal clear, sterling, and resplendent. So putting all these pieces together, I'm going to give you a few moments of silence here, a few minutes of silence, just to breathe and see how quiet and still you can become. One more round of respiration. Now we're going to add on to our practice. So the breath is the very base point. It's a common functionality. The more we train ourselves with our breath, the more that breath will always function in that method. It will become part of us. But to take the meditation deeper, other aspects are needed. And just what we're going to work on here is just a simple ideation. We're human beings, we're mental beings. Ideas fuel our journey, fuel our flow of mind, our direction of mind. So we're just going to take the ideation of being a smart particle in a vast cosmos, similar to one water droplet in one great ocean. there's nothing different constitutionally between the water droplet and the ocean. Except that the water droplet thinks it's a water droplet. And human beings, there's nothing different from us in the greater cosmos. It's just the idea that we identify with the unit rather than the cosmic. And that's what creates the appearing, seeming gap. So this meditation is just about making that link from small to vast. On your inhale, draw in all the sweet light of the universe inside. Embrace it, make it your own. And sharing all the love of your heart and magnanimity of mind, exhale out. And let that flow of mind extend out across the vast reaches of the cosmos. And when it's time to inhale, repeat that process, drawing all the luminescence of the glittering universe, take it inside. And then when you're ready, exhale and let all the sweetness of your heart and mind permeate across the cosmos. It's just a way to embrace the entire universe. With each and every respiration, we give up a little bit of our own ego, and in return, we get so much more by letting go of that grip. And that'll be our meditation, nice and easy. Just kind of find your own flow with it, breathe comfortably. And just cultivate that idea. Idea is so important in meditation. The idea that I am vast. Give yourself 5 more long, slow respirations, cultivating that idea, deepening your ideation. One final breath deep inside. And exhale, just kind of kissing the universe as that air breath goes way on out. Good, draw the palms together. Thumbs touching to the Trikuti point, midpoint between the eyebrows. Here we're recognizing that status of mind, and knowing that that mind is that bridge to our greater self, our universal self, beyond unit ego. And we let that light shine forth. We should draw the hands down to the heart. Good. Knowing that that human sentiment, the endeavor to do something great, to find something great, and to share the love that lies deep within. That's part of everyone's journey on this planet, in this life. And recognizing that tender sweet spot inside, internally we say namaskar.